Well, let me hear you say mountain, mountain, mountain.
All right. What are you saying?
Yeah, we're live and in studio again.
Back in the studio. Yeah, serious thing. Back in the studio. I want to say welcome to one and all, another ear and a Ballhead and the Dread podcast, right? We are happy to be back in the studio. I know you've been streaming, but it's a bit better vibe in person. Fire, what were we reason about today?
Today we are reason about the act of serving people and people pleasing is two different things. And I really feel like that differentiation, this is a conversation where I think apply to every individual out there, because there's a lot of different individuals who fall upon the extreme end of the spectrum.
True, I feel
like it causes such an imbalance towards them life and the dwellings within them life that we need to talk about it.
Well, let's talk about first the people pleasing vibe, fire, right? People pleasing is a terrible practice. Many people do it. I think many people do without knowing that they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
There are many vampires and wolves out here that prey off of people who have that spirit of people pleasing. Obviously, the source of it is a self-worth issue, an insecurity issue. But what happens now is that you tend to do things that don't benefit you at all, right? And not saying this, I'm going to tie this in later with the service, but it doesn't benefit you at all. And it's the sole purpose is to be in good grace with another person,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I think some people are, I think I've had maybe at certain points in my life, especially when I was younger, I was stricken with the spirit of people pleasing, you know? And what you find is that a lot of times, unfortunately, you put you put others before yourself, you put others' goals before your own goals. You put others' responsibilities before your own responsibilities. And a relatable example would be, I see it a lot in reggae. I see a lot around reggae and quote-unquote celebrities. The people around them, depending on what culture you're from, they'll call them a yes man. They'll call them a groupie, a male groupie. I'm not talking about female groupies for sexual. I'm talking about like male groupies. And you find that they will do anything for this person
because
mm-hmm. they view this person as more valuable than their own self. And sometimes too, there's another aspect to it where it's a cop out, where the work you do for that person is less than the work you would have to do to get yourself in order. So we got to kind of add that to the mix in itself too, you know?
Yeah, the concept of people pleasing still is a very, I think there's different lines where you have a cross, where you cross within people pleasing, because it is necessary to some extent to please people in a healthy way. And then there's this aspect of one, let's put it at this, there's one place, a particular place where you need to please people, but there's still a limit towards it. If you're running a business and there is some form of service that you're giving or some form of tangible product that you're selling, you need to ensure that it meets the criteria that people have, so they're pleased.
Yeah.
And with them being pleased, things will run in the right accord. And also, if you're doing something for somebody, you don't just do it at a minimalist type of extent. You actually go to a full extent to ensure that you're pleased and they're happy. Because once people please and them happy, and you say you're extending yourself to do something, you want to make sure that the receiving parties happy about that particular task, which is meaning say them get pleased. Or if you have to work in a sense and you have clients where you have to meet certain criteria, that in another aspect is people pleasing. But the people pleasing where it become unhealthy is where you do it towards the detriment of one, what you believe in.
True.
The detriment of your well-being. And I feel like that is where the extent of most people are good these days. Like, for example, if you think about like social media, that's one of the places that the people pleasing thing. Most people throw themselves on the line to please people just so them can go viral, just so them can be liked, just so them can people can sympathize with them for whatever thought process them are try bring across, even if them themselves don't believe it.
Yeah, and it's unhealthy because you lose yourself and you're throwing away your core values, you know, this people pleasing vibe, attention seeking also in a sense, right? But I wanted to talk about this people pleasing because you brought up work, and I want to get to the social aspect. We got to touch on this work thing in regards to how it's built in to corporate America to be a people pleaserifier.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? And if you're efficient and working a certain way, but you're not a people pleaser, it's almost like you're outcast. So it's like you're almost like pushed in a position where you have to be a people pleaser.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of weird because it seems like an upper man, you could tell me, you know, more than me, but like an upper management now, right? I guess, I don't know, but clarify. It seemed like if you're not a people pleaser, you would be in that position more. But it seemed like once you're a people pleaser, you kind of limit your, cause I know it's kiss ups there still, right? But it seemed like you need a certain level of individuality and standing up for yourself to be in those positions. Like, just correct me.
That relevant though, because I remember being in a corporation already and a senior director looked at me and told me, say, all right, you have the NIE review and all of these different things. And I get 100% by everything. You exceed all of the capabilities where we need an employee if you exceed. So I say, well, one of the, when it comes to the negative, what type of cons do you think we need for acknowledge so we can develop? And I say, you know, look like you struggle.
Yeah.
You know, look like you struggle and you don't look like you go above and beyond to please people. So it's very, very crucial. So I ask for them expound on that particular thought. And I say, at some given time within a corporation, you need to ensure that you go above and beyond for sure that you can please somebody, even if you're getting that task accomplished. So you see the mindset, the way where them put up on an employee, the ensure so them can please people towards the detriment of themselves. So you need to struggle and please people simultaneously in order so you can reach that next level and that next step, which is always going to take you out of yourself.
Because you
can't do that on a realistic and a healthy manner where you're going to struggle and please people when you're already fulfilling a task, exceeding that limit where them set for you, but them still need you for struggle. So I find that very, 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 very peculiar and strange. But now where I read about it, it start make way more sense to me because that is how them fulfill them chain of command.
True.
And them keep them, it make for them keep an employee in fear. Yeah. And how do you keep an employee in fear? Always showing them that you haven't pleased the powers that be to this extent, so there is always more work to be done.
No, fine. That's an every structure thing, whether military, sports culture, it's corporate culture. And one thing I want to touch back on, fire, when you spoke about this pleasing thing, customer service.
Yeah.
People need better customer service in their friendships and relationships and family, right? But not the extreme side where you're losing yourself, but they need better customer service. Because what I notice is that, are there two things before we get to the service part? On their jobs, when it comes to income, it's a totally different empathy, compassion, and patience. Yeah. But when it comes to their friendships and family,
they switch off.
And I'm telling you, Faye, it don't work. So either you need to tone down that energy at the job so you have more patience, compassion, empathy, better customer service with your friends and family, or you got to figure out, because you're going to flop yourself in life. I've seen it so many times. I've seen people be so patient with customers or their job, but it's a totally different with their family, or they have no relationship with their friends and family.
Understanding, so the customers are human.
You know what I'm saying? So I just want to put that out for people. If you are one of those, you probably need to tighten up. In regards to service now, right? We have two extremes of polarity. We have the service that's just terrible service in regards to service. We have selfish service where we're servicing not to help anybody for our own personal thing. We have the service where you just give away everything. I want to talk about a service where people give away everything, right? If you are in the, or if you are a person that has a spirit of service, you need to balance it out. I've seen this in education. It's actually encouraging education. Everything's similar because like the corporate thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's encouraging education. Like you're supposed to give everything till there's nothing left. You're not a good educator unless you give every single ounce of energy in your body. You get drained. It's unhealthy and it's not sustainable. So if you are in the spirit of service, or you're in the field of service, you have to have it where it's balanced in the sense where you still can serve yourself, right? There's another aspect of service I don't like though. Selfish service. Service for attention. You know, a lot of things, unfortunately, are done. What I notice is the people who engage in selfish service is done for a very short period of time. Because once whatever attention they're getting for that particular action dies down, the service dies down.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the attention and the energy of service are simultaneously run congruent. So if they're getting a lot of attention, the service is high. Once the attention starts to decline, the service starts to decline. You know, and if you're one of those people in that vein too, you need to go look at yourself and understand why do you want to be in the area of service? Because those who've been doing it for a very long time through the ups and downs, whether people don't know, those are the true warriors and the true people who provide service. They're not on social media. They don't get the attention that they should, but there are many people out there and I say salute to them, you know?
I see two key things where you mentioned one of them already, the concept of balance multiple times actually. I think the concept of balance is where most people find hard for them because they don't know the definition of or where the line should be drawn when it comes to balance. Balance is, it seems like an easy thing for mention. Okay, you should have balance in this, but where is balance and what is the line that we draw for balance? Because balance means something different to everybody.
Farah, you see with this balance thing, I think the biggest struggle is, and tell me if this is where you're going, the biggest struggle with the balance is understanding that your outcome won't be the same when you balance it out.
Yep.
And being comfortable with that.
Yep.
So it's like, say work now, right? You're whatever, you are the people pleasing person, right? And it's leading to a promotion, but it's leading to, you know, more work, kind of health is, you can't really take care of yourself like you should.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we balance that, right, where you're healthy, but the accolades may decline or you may not be up for a raise or whatever, that's what we mean by balance. But the problem is people still want the other stuff, expecting to get the other stuff. And it has to be a sacrifice to balance out this thing. So if you want, you know, time to work on your mental health, work on your physical health, work on your relationships, you may have a decline in these other aspects because the energy is put in a different area. The question you have to ask yourself is what's more important?
Mm-hmm.
And what I see happening is that the exterior accolades, the money, the praise, the position is more important, but they're lying to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's more important to you, just deal with the struggle that comes with it. But don't complain about it because that's what you really want.
Yeah.
You don't want the actual spiritual, physical part because if you did, you would have to tone that down, but you're not willing to lose this aspect. And that's why I think people lie to themselves, you know?
And I think in some cases, I think the situation is for a lot of people is not conducive for them kind of find that balance at the moment.
True, true, true. Because not for everyone.
Yeah, realistically, because there
some people just on the hunt and the struggle. Yeah.
And there might be certain situations where I aim where them want to get to.
Yeah.
And I feel like at this point now, me know say they know it of all person, and me know it very well too. And I think a lot of people that listen to this might know it very well where you have to throw yourself on the line.
Sure.
That particular thing. And there are certain areas too. So I think that's where the conflict come into, because there are certain areas when you throw yourself on the line where one, you might have a commit to pleasing someone beyond the means where you don't normally want to do.
Nah.
You have to commit to doing a particular serving people beyond a particular means just to get a goal. So I think in the midst of that now.
For a time.
That's for a time.
Yeah, for a
and
time.
We didn't know, but it's supposed to be for a time.
It's supposed to be
but
for
you
a
see,
time.
You have this thing with human beings. Human beings are creatures of habits. And with human beings being creatures of habits, a habit is so easy to adapt towards that you might get into this particular mode where you can't get out of necessarily. Because the moment when you try to put yourself and put timestamps on this, you can't just tomorrow just stop doing it like that.
Far,
I don't see, it's like I get drawn in.
I think the habit can stay the same in regards to the effort that's put in is where the effort's going.
Is that mental or still enough?
No, I agree what I'm saying though, right? So for instance now, the effort's been put in, we're using like jobs as an example, right? The effort's put into your occupation. You can keep the same amount of effort, but you would divert where the energy is going.
Mm-hmm.
You people what I'm saying?
So yeah.
You still have that effort, you still have that commitment, but you would have to put some of that back into yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was arguing earlier is that I don't think people want to really, people lie about what's important to them. You know, if you go ask a man, what's important to him.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, it was always like, oh, God, family, and whatever. Why are they lying? Because their life don't reflect that. You know what I'm saying? Just be truthful. Just say it's money. It's attention. It's my car. It's my clothes. It's, just say that. But people lying to themselves because they've been so trained to say this God thing or their family and all that. And those are the things you give the least attention to. So how can they be the most important thing?
You know, you mentioned that, and I think along the lines before me even get to that, though, the other thing I want to talk about outside of the balance, the other factor I mentioned is the passion.
Yeah.
So when it comes to passion, a lot of people don't have the ultimate passion towards certain things. So I feel like a lot of people cling towards the people pleasing as a means of survival, which is something where we don't talk about often enough because they don't have a passion towards this, we can drive them over the top for excelling in a particular era. So I figure it's more or less, it's like, people pleasing at some given time is an easy way out. Because if I can please these individuals who might be the gatekeepers for this particular field where may I try to get into, or this particular era where may I try to dive into, then if I please them, it could be a way out or a means of survival that could get me up the ladder. But them not realize, say, that's all an illusion.
That's Flop City fire, because I know you saw it in music and you see it in the corporate, so... I remember when I was teaching, right? Yeah, people, for some reason, they was always friends with, I don't care who the principal was, the school I was at, they had a lot of, for some reason, they was always the closest with the principal. Yeah, that put you in a bind, though. It's like you're whoring out yourself because now you got to like...
See there? Don't skip the statement.
Now you're whoring out yourself. No. Right? Because, and it's a universal concept, because you got to get friendly with this person. But remember, you don't necessarily have the skill, because there can be a change in leadership. But if you're tough at what you're doing, you're just tough.
Yes,
even if you know, you're an outside person, but they respect, like, you're an asset to what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
But because they never really, as you said, they're doing this hustle thing. So it's a mixture of laziness, lack of confidence, and just lack of a skill. You see it in music, fire. Somebody always running behind the artist, yes, and it never works. At some time, you have to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
You see it, so, you know what I'm saying? You see it so many times, somebody running behind the artist, up on the artist, in the back of the artist, and I know it ever happened, fire.
Because
you never developed any body of work or any, you never created anything that people would like. You can't stand on your own.
And sustainability.
And that's against manhood, fire. You can't be running behind somebody. You can have someone as a mentor. I want to be clear for people listening. You got someone as a mentor or someone to look up to that you can replicate certain actions. But you can't just be running behind a person, depending on that person for your success and livelihood. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it really comes down to. And whether the industry you go to, you see it. I saw it in sports with coaching. Mm-hmm. Some people running around, bouncing around a particular person, laughing at it. That's the thing. If I, you know, I'm a man, they just go laugh with people like that. Yeah. But laughing at all the jokes, I hate that, you know? Laughing at all the jokes and doing all this. And it's like, eventually you get exposed because the person you're running behind is going to be in a position where they no longer can help you. Because they're going to be in a position where they're just in basic survival and they can't help you anymore. I see it all the time.
But even if they can help you, I think there's one thing where it might be thrown out. Where, not even might, will be thrown out. They say this key word, where this respect.
Yeah.
Respect is that thing thrown out through the door. Because if a man realizes at some given time, a man need inspiration. True. Or inspiration in life. If me I seek inspiration, and every time me I need seek inspiration, this person always a feed off of my energy.
Yeah.
Or I try to kiss up to me and please me. Then where is the inspiration going to come from? So it's almost like it had dwindled inspiration. Because, you know, when somebody challenge you as an individual, that develop your mind, your cognitive skills start increase. And the more you get challenged, not necessarily a person continuously just a challenge you or oppose
what
you
say. Hold you accountable, fire, and just kind
of... Not necessarily just hold you accountable if you do wrong, you know?
But accountable is not the proper
But
term.
Test you from ensure your skills can develop.
And just tell you, say, yo, things could be better, it's not on the level, you know? My wife do that, fire. My wife quickly tell me things trash, yo.
Yeah. Keep you know? On and make it that develop so like, it gets stronger, you know?
Because you can't just say every time this is the dopest thing ever, because it's not dope and it could be better.
That make you become mediocre, but so the respect gone through the door.
You know what I'm saying? So, but I don't know if the reasoning was jumping around in that good reason, but the I just want to encourage people, man, that you have to find a balance in both people pleasing and service. And with the service thing, you got to do it with a clean heart. There's too much organizations out here, too much people claim that they're doing good. Or trying to serve, and they're not serving, they're serving themselves, and they all flop out.
Yeah, the serving them on self-interest.
The lifespan is so short, and they don't have to say anything because they all get exposed. Because when that thing don't work, they off to the next thing. There's no commitment.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
That is the key.
That's the next reason we need to do a commitment, because like we live in a commitment-less, if that's even a word, society.
Yeah.
If you break down all aspects of society, there's no commitment now, especially with relationships. Yeah.
Well, we're not talking about just intimate relationship. It's more like
a relationship. Every form
of relationship.
Relationships with yourself. I have people not even committed to themselves.
Yeah. Fucks.
You know? So we probably need to do a reason on commitment the same way.
Yes, I.